This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 10 days after the earthquake and tsunami that devastated countries around the Indian Ocean, the State Department raised the number of Americans presumed dead to 36 based on the stories of survivors. Reconstruction has begun in some places. In other more remote areas, relief efforts are only just reaching survivors. On the island of Sumatra, Indonesia, where damage was worse, workers broke ground today for 4 refugee camps. In the north of Sri Lanka, another hard-hit country, there are already tens of thousands living in camps. The Tamil Tiger separatists now control most of that area after a 20-year civil war and a fragile ceasefire. NPR's Jason Bobian went to the Tamil Tiger stronghold of Kilinochi.
At a beach near the northern tip of Sri Lanka, all that remains of John Bosco's concrete-walled house is the cement floor. The rest of the building lies in a knee-high heap several yards inland. Bosco was a successful fisherman here. He kept his life savings in gold in his house. When the wave hit, it carried him half a mile away, and now he's come back to look for his gold. All he's found is 2 plastic parrots, an infant health chart for his daughter, and a roll of film. Pointing up at a 25 or 30-foot tall palm tree on the beach, he says the water reached to the top of those trees. In addition to losing his house and his gold, the 36-year-old fisherman also lost his brother, his grandparents, and his boat. His wife and daughter survived. The waves of December 26th crashed into this beach just as people were returning home from church. Near Bosco's house, the water flattened the surrounding masonry buildings, but further down the beach, they swept away hundreds of wooden huts completely. Most of those who survived the onslaught are now staying in camps. 6,000 people have taken refuge on the grounds of a school north of the city of Kilinochi. Loudspeakers blare across the campus, telling lost family members where to find each other. The school had been badly damaged during the civil war between the Tamil Tigers and the Sri Lankan army. Before the tsunamis, it was in the process of being rebuilt. Now people are crammed together across the campus under tarps from the UN. The Tamil Rehabilitation Organization is running the camp. The district coordinator, Mr. Rajan, is in the camp's makeshift kitchen. He's standing next to people spooning noodles out of big metal pots on the floor.
They are giving cooked food for 6,000 people who are refugees from the disaster, and they are camped in this school. They're giving 3 meals a day and tea.
Rajan says they have enough food, water, and clothes to meet people's immediate needs. The biggest problem, he says, is toilets. They are fishermen. They have lived by the sea for a long time, and they're not used to using toilets, he says. The camp has just 15 makeshift latrines, but most residents continue to use the bushes. The only good thing is that they go far away from the camp before they do. But still, Rajan is worried that the practice could lead to outbreaks of disease. A lot of the people in and running this camp have been in refugee camps before. More than 1 million Tamils were displaced by the war. As control of the region shifted back and forth from the Tamil Tigers to the Sri Lankan government, refugees fled from one camp to another. But that troubled history doesn't make life here any easier. Lucia Tagalane is 9 months pregnant. Her leg is in a cast, and her 1-year-old infant is crawling up her lap. It's very difficult to live here, she says. In her house, her mother and father would help look after her child. Here, she's doing it alone. On the morning of December 26th, Tagalane thought that the civil war had restarted. It sounded like the roar of the government planes, she says, that used to bring the bombs. She rushed out of her house near the beach. The waves knocked her unconscious, broke her leg, and washed away all of her possessions. Now Tagalane stays in a long, open building with numerous other women. The structure has a roof, but no walls. The women and kids spend their days and then sleep side by side on white plastic tarps on the floor. Amidst this misery, some boys have found several inflatable beach balls. They chase the orange and white balls past Red Cross nurses tending to wounds, past huddled refugees, past a heap of garbage, and for an instant, the whole place doesn't seem so tragic. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kilinochi, Sri Lanka.